this week we're talking about weird regional loyalty to convenience stores.
It's not weird. It's Wawa. You're listening to More Research Required.
Okay. Was that the real take?
Science and technology.
Welcome to More Research Required, a podcast where we talk about all the research studies we would do if anyone would give us the money. I'm Amy Giacomucci.
I'm Abby Norling Ruggles.
Why would you say that about the Wawa Sheets rivalry?
I just said they were weird convenience stores.
No, you said it was a weird rivalry, which it's not, because Sheets thinks it's as good as Wawa is.
They're the same.
They're not.
They're both convenience stores that serve hot food.
There are clear differences.
What are the differences?
Okay, so the way that I'm going to start this is not going to make it sound like there are differences, but you do have to bear with me, okay?
Okay.
So they both started as dairy delivery places. So they were like the people who delivered milk. Wawa started in the Greater Philadelphia area in a place that's actually called Wawa, which is named after a type of Canadian goose. Sheets started more towards the western part of Pennsylvania. And they each started making, turned that into a convenience store / gasoline empire. But Sheets is more of a place for people who are actively in transit, whereas Wawa sort of centers itself as more of a community hub, and Wawa serves fresh, delicious food such as hoagies made to order and, like, soups and salads, whereas Sheets serves hot fried garbage.
Okay, so that last point sounds like more of an opinion.
Can I say it as a fact?
You can try.
Wawa serves fresh made to order food such as hoagies, soups, and salads. Sheets serves fried foods, which are hot and often less healthy than the quote-unquote healthy as the offerings at a Wawa.
Okay, I still feel like you're slanting the facts here because I've been to a Wawa and I think I got like a quesadilla, which is a fried food, technically.
You can get a quesadilla. It's grilled.
Sure.
It's made on the grill. And it is still made to order, and you see it happen. And Wawa is where you go when you want to see everyone who went to your high school.
Well, that's not a universal experience, and also doesn't seem like a point in the favor of Wawa.
Well, that's true. Wawa is a great place to cry. There is a song called Crying at the Wawa that I do listen to quite often because it's a universal experience.
It's not. It's really not.
No, everyone has cried in a Wawa or in a Wawa parking lot or behind the Wawa.
No.
You're from Minnesota. How many Wawas could you have cried in or behind or next to?
I mean,
to?
I did live in Pennsylvania for 4 years.
You lived in Swarthmore. Swarthmore had a Wawa and they threw it away before we even got there.
There was a Wawa very close to the school.
It's close, but like you didn't live in Wawa country, which is where I live, which is where there are 3 Wawas on the same road that I can walk to from my house. And I can also walk to 2 other Wawas than those Wawas from my house, like, easily and quickly.
Just, like, none of what you're saying actually makes me understand why you like Wawa.
Okay, so I think I've tried this metaphor with you before, but I'm gonna try it again. You know how in medieval times, everybody was really hyped for church all the time, and it wasn't necessarily because they liked God or anything, but it was because that was the place that you went when you needed to do something social, or when you just wanted something other than medieval times life to happen.
I mean, I guess.
Wawa is just where you go. And open 24/7, surcharge-free ATMs, you can get anything there. You can get, like, a decent $5 lunch at any time. You can get a decent $5 lunch at 2 a.m. at the Wawa. and then cry in your car in the parking lot.
That's fine. That's not like... I mean, like, none of this explains why... I mean, I guess it's just a regional thing, but, like, Wawan sheets are basically from the same region.
Okay, they're from the same region, but they have chosen to expand in different directions from one another. The main places of sheets Wawa overlap are probably Pennsylvania, especially central Pennsylvania, is the place where this feud mm-hmm. is probably at the highest. Also, I think Virginia has both, and I think Maryland also has both. And that's where you fight.
I don't understand. We haven't really, like, started the show properly here. we're talking about Wawa and Sheets and why people feel so strongly about the differences between these two very similar businesses, which is a thing that I do not understand.
Even though it is self-evident.
Why do they inspire so much brand loyalty? They're gas stations with food.
It's not... Okay, so first of all, my favorite Wawas are not gas stations. My favorite Wawas have no gas station component. However, something like half of all Wawas are now also gas stations, so good for Wawa, I guess, branching out. I think Sheetz has about the same number now. So again, Sheetz and Wawa appear similar from the outside. I'm just saying, Wawa is always clean.
Are you saying that Sheetz is not? Is that an accusation about Sheetz?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Because Sheetz is for people who are in transit, whereas Wawa is for people who genuinely just have a connection with Wawa Store 237.
I really feel like people from Sheetz areas would disagree with you about that.
Yeah, okay. There's always locals who get attached. It's fine.
But that's not what's happening with you and Wawa.
No. Wawa gets me. Also, I mean, okay. For example... magical things that only happen at Wawa. You park at Wawa store number one, which used to be a small Wawa without a gas station, but then they decided to open a Wawa store down the street and make that one a gas station and make that Wawa store number one, which they moved it closer to the other Wawa, which doesn't make sense, but I support them. Anyway, you park there. You look in the car next to you. What's that? It's an entire cockatoo. It's a cockatoo just sitting on a truck, and it is whistling at you and telling you that you're a pretty lady. And that's great. And that's a daily occurrence.
Is it?
Yeah.
Just like at any Wawa?
No, specifically at Wawa store number one. The cockatoo's name is Tiki, and I love him.
Okay.
This is a specific cockatoo.
Okay, that's fine. Mm. Do you
don't
wanna,
get that
like,
a sheet.
I mean, I guess. I feel like this is an unequal conversation because I don't know that much about Wawa or Sheets, so I can't, like, defend Sheets.
Yeah, I mean, who would other than Justin McElroy?
Other than Justin McElroy.
But he grew up in West Virginia. There's not a Wawa there. So, like, he can't know.
I mean, but there's not a Sheets in Delco, is there? Or is there?
There's not. there are 237 Wawas within 25 miles of the zip code.
See, I feel like you're biased here. Maybe it's just a little.
It's a good place.
Is it though?
Anyway, do you want to talk about research that you did about how Wawa is very good? Because I think otherwise, if you let me talk about Wawa for 45 minutes, I will.
Yeah. So, I mean, I started reading an academic article about brand loyalty, but then I couldn't do it because of how I hate capitalism.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. I mean, I figured I could like, learn about how they measure brand loyalty, and then I could... There's a dog. I could learn about how they measured brand loyalty, and then I could, like, you know, apply that knowledge to a study we might design, but it's just so terrible. I just hate capitalism so much. But so, I mean, this article did treated brand loyalty as a multidimensional space, and they measured brand loyalty on a bunch of axes, including level of perceived value, functional value, emotional value, price worthiness, social value, brand trust. There were a lot of them. There was a lot of math. I did not enjoy reading it, so I stopped. So that's my level of dedication to this podcast right now. But then I did also read an article called, this is not an academic article, it was just a CNN article, but it was titled, Sheets Puts the Gas in Gastronomy.
I hate that.
I just wanted to, like, bring up the title. Yeah. It was by Ken Otterberg in 2013. And it didn't, you know, it had some information about Sheetz. I learned the biggest thing that I learned about Sheetz, which I did not know, was that it's a family company and the name of the family is Sheetz with a Z, because not the founder of the company, but his father, his name was originally spelled Sheetz with an S, and he was like at a conference and there were two name tags, one for Sheetz with an S and one for Sheetz with a Z, and he was like, the Z is way cooler, so he took the other guy's name tag and then later legally changed his name.
Okay, so here's the thing. I'm on the Wawa side for all things, but that's an excellent move.
It's really good.
Like, just, you found someone with a cooler name, then you steal their identity for a conference.
Just literally steal their identity for the conference, and then change your name legally to be the same as their name, because you think it's cooler.
Yeah, and then change their name to Sheetz with an S.
That might be harder to do, but worth it.
If you're dedicated, you'll find a way.
Yeah. So that's what I learned about Sheetz. Oh, also, I guess that they, they started doing gas in the 70s, but it was only in the 90s when they decided that they were gonna, like, sort of pivot towards serving food for people to eat, as opposed to selling more convenience store type of things. And so I don't know if that's true of Wawa also, but this article definitely seemed to suggest that it was, like, a general trend of gas station, convenience store type places moving more towards being fast food, restaurant-y type places.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Wawa also has been a deli in its time, to an extent. Like, you used to be able to buy sliced cheese there. Just fresh sliced cheese and, like, pickles from a vat.
Weird.
Remember the old days?
So, like, was that actually in your lifetime?
Yeah. When you could just roll up to the Wawa and buy a nice... large pickle out of a vat.
No.
Yeah.
So wait, were they also serving hot food at that time?
I think so, yeah. This is coming out of my memory and not mm-hmm. from research, so it's entirely possible that I'm crossing some wires here, but I do have strong memories of being at a Wawa and there being a vat of pickles and, like, deli cheese there. But I could be crossing that with a memory at a deli.
Okay. So that's the level we're operating on here.
Well, yeah. I mean, I did real research.
Yeah, so do you want to talk about your real research?
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay, so I read an article called Spatial Competition in Retail Markets, Movie Theaters, and then a period, by Peter Davis from 2001, which, excellent title, Peter, thank you. Peter Davis looked at retail markets, specifically related to movie theaters. He created a very intricate model with a lot of variables, and it was all mostly related to movie theaters. But what I found from it that is relevant to this is that for movie theaters, it doesn't really matter how much cool stuff that they have that differentiates them from other movie theaters if it's the closest movie theater to you.
That makes sense.
Yeah, like if there are two competing movie theaters near each other, one movie theater adds things that are more advantageous to have, like lower admission fees and like more theaters, more shows, more movies at any given time, etc., then like their profits will go up and the other ones will go down. But as they move farther apart from one another, that effect just decreases. Mm-hmm. And that's my theory for what happens with Sheetz and Wawa. There's a lot of other stuff in this paper, but it's all
yeah, no, that
very...
makes a lot of sense. Right, I noticed when I was somewhat reading the paper that I was reading about brand loyalty, it had a lot about, like, perceived value of the product, but it did not take location into account, which I guess it was more focused on, like, products that you can get at a variety of locations, or maybe you can get several brands at one location, but right, when you're talking about a physical place, I think convenience is a big factor.
Yeah, and Wawa is a physical place, Sheetz is a physical place, they're designed to
but
be...
But that doesn't really get at my core question here of why do people feel so... And I mean, I'm wondering if actually, like, the reason that people feel so strongly about their, like, local convenience store that serves hot food... is because there are two of them and they're both very regional for regions that are very close, so there's like built-in competition there, and then the rest of the country just doesn't care at all.
Yeah, that's actually a good thought, because like anecdotal thing, they tried to build a Royal Farms in my neighborhood, which is like a Wawa but not as beloved by me, and no one talks about the Royal Farms.
Is it like do you know where it's like local to?
No, it's off the highway of the exit that I take to go home, but no one discusses the Royal Farms. I haven't heard anyone say Royal Farms out loud until right now. For years since they put it up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just wondering if maybe because it's an interloper, it's not really...
Yeah, not part of the rivalry.
Yeah, and like no one talks about 7-Eleven either.
Well, 7-Eleven's more of just like a straight convenience store, right? Like they don't do meals.
I don't know. I don't think I've gone inside a 7-Eleven.
Oh, okay. Do you just exclusively use Wawa's?
They have surcharge-free ATMs. I like to see my friend, Tiki. Sometimes if you drive up, you'll see his owner giving him some pieces of apple in his car.
Wait, so you go to the specific Wawa with the cockatoo a lot?
When I can, yeah. Like, when I'm home, always.
Mm.
I just like him. I like Tiki the Wawa cockatoo. I like being able to say the phrase Tiki the Wawa cockatoo. I like when a bird tells me I'm beautiful.
Yeah, I mean, that is all fine. That's... I don't think I will ever understand the Wawa fascination.
People have gotten married in Wawas, and I don't blame them.
I do.
Can you imagine just getting Wawa hoagies as your catering? Just a ton of Wawa.
I mean,
hoagies.
Sure, I'd be down with that, but like the actual, like the location of the Wawa as the place where you are married.
Remember when I compared it to church in medieval times?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You have a lot of strong memories with your local Wawas because there's nothing else to do at 2 a.m. or during the day.
Like, when you're like a small child or when you're like a teen?
I think both.
Huh.
And also, it's just, like, easy to go down there and pick stuff up, and it's full of snacks.
Yeah, because it's a convenience store. There's a Super America a block away from my hometown home, and, like, I don't have opinions about it.
Wawa's always really clean and nice, and you can go into their bathrooms, and if you have a Tupperware container full of cotton balls, and then you fill it with water, and then you leave, no one asks any questions, which is good.
Why? I'm asking questions right now.
Pranks.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to design a study?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I think that where this needs to take place is... in, like, not Lancaster, but west of Lancaster, because I think that's where the prime, like, place where Wawa and Sheetz kind of collide.
Sure. What are you envisioning as the sort of outcome of this study? Like, what information are you looking for with this?
I think that a possible explanation, as we discussed earlier, would be that it's two convenience stores that are from basically the same area that are interacting with each other. So if in the place where they both exist within the same geographic range, that's where the brand loyalty is to each one's side is highest, then it's like that would...
Well, I mean, but if your theory about like, you know, about loyalty to just whatever is closest is right, then it seems like the area where they overlap would actually be the, like, the area of least competition, because you know, if you have both of them within easy walking or driving distance of your house, then you might not feel a strong loyalty towards one or the other.
Yeah, that's true. I think that my thought is more also the way that we are all very reactionary in the face of opposition, especially when that opposition is a little overwhelming for the thing you're discussing, which I've been guilty of. So I would just, like, I don't know how one would measure the level of vitriol that people have for the opposing chain. Because we're not just measuring how often people go to which chain or the other. We're measuring how many people would honestly consider getting married in a Wawa.
I mean, I think we might have to do a survey and ask people about their feelings about Sheetz and Wawa. But maybe what we do is we create, like, identical surveys that are, like, have various questions asking you to describe your feelings about the chain and just, like, put the word Wawa on one of them and the word Sheetz on the other one and give them to different people in, like, across the whole state of Pennsylvania. But, right, I mean, just, like, write questions that have a really high end that you can go to of just, like, I hate this chain with the passion of a burning sun, or, like, I would get married and raise my children in this chain.
Actually, wait, hearing that said back to me, mm-hmm. I'm wondering if maybe, because I don't actually hate Sheetz.
Do you, though? Are you sure?
Okay, so I am of the opinion that Sheetz is like other chains, and comparing it directly to Wawa is wrong. But that's because I really love Wawa. It's not out of a place of actually disliking Sheetz, even though I did call their food hot fried garbage.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering how much, like, I'm wondering how much of it is just, like, a weird fanaticism versus irrational hatred.
I mean, I think those things can go hand in hand.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'm saying maybe I shouldn't have framed this in terms of just vitriol. Maybe we should just be looking at the weird fanaticism.
I mean, I think we could look at both. I think you could be right that the strongest feelings are of fanaticism and loyalty, because most of your strongest feelings seem to be outrage whenever anyone refers to Wawa as if it were a regular store.
It's not. It's a community hub.
If you say
so. It's
where
life happens.
Do you actually, like, interact with other customers at the Wawa?
No, absolutely not. No eye contact.
But you just share a fellow feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, and once you walk into a Wawa, you know you have allies.
And this is different from other stores, how?
I don't think that anyone in a 7-Eleven is on my side.
You just said that you never go in 7-Eleven.
Well, that's true. That's factual. I don't think anyone in a CVS is on my side.
That's fair. That's a different kind of store, though.
Well, I don't really walk into non-Wawa convenience stores. Because, first of all, I walk past two on my way to work. There's a third one that I could also walk to from there if I wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you are really strengthening this theory that it's sheer proximity.
They also have surcharge-free ATMs!
You've said many times. I need to also just, like, emphasize for the listener, Amy has said this to me many, many times before the recording of this podcast. I know about the surcharge-free ATMs.
Yeah, I'm glad for your sake that we're going to have a recording of this conversation, because I'm hoping that it will mean that I kind of, like, don't need to tell you about the surcharge-free ATMs as much.
Yeah, I'm also really gonna try to, like, just not comment on the quality of Wawa.
It's a good place.
It's fine. It's very regular.
I'll accept that. Anyway, so we go to, like, Berks County or whatever, or, like, whatever it's called, west of Lancaster.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, that's a very interesting area to study, but I really think we should do, like, the whole state of Pennsylvania, because I want to know how it's different in the overlap zone from in the sheets-only zone and the Wawa-only zone.
Could we go so far as places that have never been populated by a Wawa that have sheets and places that have never been populated by a sheet that have Wawa?
I think we
For
should.
Example, there are two Wawas in Florida, and Florida is untouched by sheets.
Sure. Fine. I doubt that Floridians have strong opinions about Wawa, but let's do science and figure it out.
How could they not? Okay, let's do science and figure it out.
Yeah. So yeah, I think we design a survey that's just like, how strongly do you feel about this convenience store? And right, we do like randomized surveys. We do Sheetz, Wawa, and I feel like we should also do a control group of just like 7-Eleven. How strongly do you feel about it?
We're gonna find people who feel strongly Probably. About 7-Eleven. Like, I know we will. Because 7-Eleven does do events.
Do they?
Yeah, what like on July 11th and what have you. Yeah. Sometimes Wawa will just have a whole month where they serve all coffee for $1. Wawa has really good coffee.
It's a convenience store. How good could it be?
There was a week and a half where Wawa coffee was free when they opened the new Wawa. And they just let me go in there and take 4 24-ounce cups of coffee.
That's too much coffee. Were you, like, doing okay?
It was college. It was senior year. So that answers itself. Anyway, so that's a study.
Yep, sure.
Pretty much. I think that every time you say the word Wawa, I'm just going to say more Wawa facts, and we can't let that happen.
Yeah. I think I'm approaching my tolerance level for Wawa facts.
Okay. Well, who's going to fund this?
Wawa?
Yeah. Wawa and Sheetz. And Justin McElroy on behalf of Sheetz.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess if Justin McElroy funds it, then I would expect you to, like, also contribute money to it.
Yeah, so. As another podcast personality.
Sure. Equal levels of fame, really.
Yep. I am just as much a household name as Justin Tyler McElroy.
The name that is known in every household in America.
Mm-hmm. Other than, of course, Wawa.
Is that a household? What? I don't even know what we're doing now.
I think that Wawa could also be a household name. Anyway, so, speculating wildly, I did this out of order. My apologies.
Yeah, we also kind of did this along the way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Yeah, my hot new theory is that, right, the people in the middle area, the overlap area, will not feel as strongly as the people who are close to the overlap area, but in a zone that is primarily one or the other.
Mm-hmm. I would go so far as to say that, like, areas that have been unpopulated by Sheetz / unpopulated by Wawa entirely and that aren't in an easy driving distance of the other option are also not going to feel as strongly about it.
Yeah, right. No, I bet the strongest areas of feeling are, right, the ones that are in a location that's really full of one and where it would be unlikely that a person living there had not been to the other one at least one time.
Yes, agreed. So that's all the research.
That's what we always say.
Our beloved tagline. That's all of research. The thing we've said every show since we started.
Obviously.
Okay. Anyway, our music is Marie Curie by The Crypts off the album Discover Science.
We have a lot of social media. More research required on Tumblr.com. More research_ on Twitter. moreresearchcast@gmail.com. Get in touch with us if you have opinions about Wawa and or Sheetz Or other honestly, if you have an opinion about another convenience store that's like really strongly held, I do want to hear about that.
Yeah, for example, if you're a Cumberland Farms person,
I don't know what that is.
All I know is every time that I talk about Wawa, someone from Boston decides to talk about Cumbies, which I don't like.
That's weird, that name. Yeah. Is Tim Hortons like the same kind of thing?
Probably.
Or are they more like a Dunkin' Donuts analog? I don't really know.
I don't know, but does Tim Hortons have a competitor in Canada?
That's a great question.
If you're Canadian, tell us facts about Tim Hortons.
Please do.
I think that's all of the show that we have. Until next time, slip Justin McElroy a $10 Wawa gift card and stay curious. Them and give them bad names. Marie, Marie Curie. She's the type of scientist I don't wanna be. Winning those Nobels left and right. Study pitch planned and overnight. Marie Curie. She's the type of scientist I wanna be. Winning those Nobels left and right. Study pitch planned and overnight.
Don't try to convert Justin McElroy to Wawa. Amy, this also, like, I'm saying this directly to you.